Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone.
How are you? How are you? How are you?
Yes, we're excited to have everybody here. I do want to address one thing because we do post this show to YouTube channels after the live show. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to get you right off the bat this time because we all want to know where you're coming from. That's great, but you're not actually part of the live show if you're watching it on YouTube. If you want to be part of the live show, Friday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, come over to Facebook BBS Radio TV. And if that's where you're at right now, come on and join us over in the chat room. And that's where I'm going to get your live chats. If you're posting on YouTube, that means the live show has already happened, but I'm still going to come look at it and I'm still going to respond to you. So, all right.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. We know. Yeah. You're still there and we really appreciate you being there.
Yes.
It's just, if you want to chat live, you got to be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're, say, Kathy saying hello from Florida, you're going to get your name shouted out on the show because you're in the chat room. Same as Sherry. And she's in Black Hills. Where's Black Hills? I don't know where that's at. Let's see. We got Amy in Dallas. So see, everybody's coming in and they're saying hello. We've got Michelle in South Carolina. I was thinking about the Carolinas the other day. I was thinking I'd be a fun place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Carolinas. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to both North and South.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's Judy over in Australia. Hello. So,
hello, Judy.
Black Hills is South Dakota. There we go. Thank you, Jerry.
I almost said that, but I was like, I was like, that sounds like something from that area, but I wasn't real sure. So I didn't.
So I didn't.
Because I have not ever been to South Dakota. So that was just from from geography class and whenever I had it.
I got to get out more. We got Suzanne from Brunswick, Canada. Hello, Suzanne from Canada. Yeah. So, I love it.
Yeah.
Getting everybody from all over the place.
Yeah.
All right. So how have you been,
everybody?
Yeah. How was your week?
See, you know, I go along just fine until I'm realizing all these things I'm doing. And then until you ask me, and it's like, what did I do? It was a good week. I've been productive. I'm getting things done in areas that I really want to do them. How's that?
That's good. That's
good.
That's very vague and very good. I'm getting things done in areas I want to do.
Yeah. Oh. And how was your week? You had an adventure this week, didn't you?
I did what?
Did you have an adventure this week? I saw your post on Facebook.
Oh, with Monica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She just said, hey, I'm kind of close to, I mean, we live a couple hours apart from each other. So she was about 45 minutes from me. So she was like, any chance you're free? And I was. So
fantastic.
Off I went. I was like, what a cool thing to have happen. So yeah, we went to the waterfront on the Vancouver, Washington side. And okay, we've got Portland, Michigan, Iowa, Maui. We got Sean, Corey, Kathy, Kevin. Sorry, didn't mean to not say names. Anyways, but yeah, so we went and had some lunch by the water. Then we walked around and again, it was like super hot in the 90s. And so we went and got some coffee, some iced coffees. And then what you didn't see is the adventure we had climbing down the rocks to get to the water. There was all these big boulders and stuff, and you had to climb down them to get to the water. But there was like this little bitty beach in the area we were in. There are other areas with better beaches. We just chose to not sweat a lot to get to them.
Yeah.
So we climbed instead.
Okay. So when you said big boulders and what we had to climb down, you know what I'm reminded of, but that immediately takes me to, okay, so were there any lessons or any things that you learned from this little
gravel driveways or gravel path? No, you know, and I did that to her when we got down. I was like, oh my God, that was quite a climb. And then I look over to my left. I go, oh, look, there's a trail. There wasn't. But no, it was nice. And the water was actually kind of warm. And that was unusual for, you know, the Northwest up in our area. Usually even in the summer, it's still kind of chilly. But no, we just stood there with our feet in the sand in the water.
Good.
So we had too much sun on the face and the body. Like, okay, we're done. But it was a great visit. And it's always fun, you know. QHHT is like we've talked about many times. It's like a family. Yeah. So getting to know each other is always nice. And that was a fun adventure. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I didn't do anything like that.
Adventurous. Nothing.
No.
No. Well, next time.
No.
Next time. The adventures will continue, I promise.
I just don't remember it because I'm like, what did I do? You know, anybody else have that happen?
You can't remember what you did. That?
Yeah.
You know what? I have to tell you this. I had one day that I didn't have any appointments scheduled. And it's like, okay, like the whole day's marked off.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like Tuesday or something. I don't remember. And I'm like, I'm going to sleep in. I was successful at staying in my jammies all day. I will give myself credit for that. All day, jammies, never changed.
Yes.
That's right. I said it on live radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's my habits. Sorry about your luck if you didn't like it. Stayed in them all day. But did I get to do anything that I thought I was going to do? It was a very interesting day. Didn't work. Didn't do anything, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get that done. And I was probably going to do things like laundry and, you know, cleaning up the house a bit, but turned out I didn't. And it was an adventurous day. There was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. But so, you were in your jammies.
But I did manage to stay in my jammies all day and it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. Judy says all the time, Julia, and that's where you say, does this ever happen to anybody else?
Yeah. Thank you. I think that's one of the essential symptoms, right?
Right. Wink.
I'm saying it is.
Symptoms, in case people don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and just kind of run that.
Yeah, because I actually saw something today. It was a promotion for another show and for someone else's show. And they were talking about these symptoms, but I think they were calling it something else. But to me, it's like, these are all the ascension symptoms. So, because there was stuff in there like, anyway, it doesn't matter what they were calling it. It was ascension symptoms. So, of which forgetfulness is a big one.
Judy is in here just totally saying yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of like ringing in the ears, that's a big one. Depression, being tired, heart palpitations.
Nights, you got the side where it's tired or you got the side where you're lots amped up.
Mm-hmm.
So you got both of those. Gaining weight, that's one.
Got that one down.
Nailed it.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So you said ringing in the ears, the foggy brain. We talked about that, or did we? I don't remember.
No, we didn't. Yeah, exactly. Hey, anybody else coming up with some?
You guys, go ahead and throw some in. A Buddha belly. I like it. Thank you, Danielle. Yes, the Buddha belly. Sometimes I call it the food baby. That one was one of my favorites when somebody was like, oh, I got to go and feed the food baby. And I'm like, what? And they're like rubbing their belly. And I'm like, oh, God, I have one too. Okay. So should we name it? Okay, shoot. I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to move on from that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Kelly calls her the food baby, too. Oh, headaches. Yes, headaches are a big one. Yes. Migraines.
Yes.
Headaches, blurred vision. The nausea thing, the flu symptoms can be in there. I'm trying to think, because I swear I did them all just to try them out. So,
you love to do
lightheaded dizziness.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And see, if you think about it, what's happening, you know, is we're shifting dimensions. And that has an effect on the physical body. And so all of these things, if you think about it, especially depending on how fast you do it, you know, it's like you're jumping in and out of them, and then you're being called to go higher. That's what the ringing in the ears is. It's being called to go higher, raise your vibration. So all of these are alleviated by raising your vibrations. And it's just the body's in one place and the vibe is in another. So it's like all of it's got to come in synchronicity. And but that will give you an idea of, if you're thinking about this is what's happening, then you realize, you know, it makes sense as to the effects it will have on the body. Is that
it? Does, yeah.
Okay, I think incomprehensive speech is another one.
Wait, are you shooting for that one? Let's see, what is something I'm going through right now? Can't form a sentence. That is a symptom.
I think it should be.
Why not? Let's see. I'm going to read this and hope that it's okay that I'm reading it, because I'm not pre-reading it. Okay. Visits from higher dimensional beings. I try not to let my ego, if mine, figure it out, but I have questions. Very curious. I don't know if that is a question. Corey, are you asking us about visits from higher dimensional beings? Because if you're watching this show, you probably have had them.
It's normal. If that is your question.
Yeah.
If it's okay to have that happen. Yes.
Yeah.
And as we keep raising vibrations, you are probably going to be more consciously aware of it happening. It happens all the time. It's just most of the time it's happening when we're oblivious to it, you know, because, you know, but as these vibrations raise, see, that veil is getting thinner and thinner and thinner, so we can see through these dimensions and we can see all these higher dimensional beings.
Oh, it's getting exciting, let me tell you. And Erica is in here. She says, every day I wake up and have to remind myself what day it is.
Yes.
It takes me a while to figure it out.
Yes. And that's getting more so lately. Mm-hmm. It's like days do not feel like the right days. And it's like so it's in the morning, but then several times during the day, I have to keep telling myself what day it is.
Yeah. If I didn't have things on the calendar, I'm telling you, I probably would forget them all over the place.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, we are not going crazy. I know that it's easy to think that. It's like, you know, but these are ascension symptoms. This is very normal.
Dark night of the soul is an ascension symptom too. You might go through that heavier depression. You mentioned depression earlier, but a lot of people get their worlds turned upside down and they go into that dark night version of it where they're in
the your energy just turned upside down because the whole thing froze. So you're back now. But okay, I wanted to go into why. I love the whys behind everything. So when you said like the dark night of the soul, what could be the reason behind that?
Well, because your whole world needs to be turned upside down. We have to reprioritize, right? And, you know, we get caught up in this matrix or this illusion of this third dimensional reality, this material world that we're in, and into the consumerism of it, right? And so I know that when I went through dark night of the soul, it was like, you know, my husband left, the landlord called like the next week and said, guess what, bye-bye. And then, you know, and it was just like crash, and everything got stripped away, and then you rebuild it. And you have to go in and figure out, or at least I did. Let me say it like that. I had to go in and refigure out who I was.
Yeah.
Who am I when I'm not the wife, when I'm not the mom, when I'm not this, when I'm not that? Who am I? And it can get scary if you realize you've been living your life for everybody else, which I had been.
Yeah, when mine happened, it was, because I lost everything, all the physical stuff like you're talking about, all of the material things that we attach ourselves to. And it was like all my accumulation. I mean, it was all gone. Everything was gone. And what someone said at that point, or I read it someplace, was when that happens to you, it's just like what you're saying. It's like you have to kind of reevaluate who you are. What it's showing you, in my case, and what that had said, and it was really in my case what I understood, was that when everything is gone, you're realizing that there is still you left. You can lose everything, but you are still here. So it doesn't matter. That helps you with that releasing and letting go and not having that attachment. But I was like you. I was defining myself by my status, by my things, by my all this stuff. And it was like, nope, that's not how it is.
let's do it this way. Yeah, put you in bankruptcy. We're going to take your house. We're going to take your cars. We're just going to take it all and see how you do.
Take it all. See what you do with it. See how you handle it.
Yeah. And then you realize that none of it mattered.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can do it again.
Yeah. After you have the knee-jerk reaction of freaking out.
Right. Yeah.
Then you get to that point of, because that is the goal, is to get to the point of accepting that, embracing it, you know, and then moving forward. And then it's like, what did I learn here?
Well, and I want us to go into what did we learn? Cause we have Michelle in the chat. She says, this is exactly where I am right now.
Okay.
And so, you know, what a great show to tune into. Mm-hmm. If you're in this and you've got people here saying, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's going to be so worth it when you get there, because you're going to have such a better understanding of who you are, what this world is to you, what's real, what's not, what to put your attention on. Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It really is. And I'm trying to think. I had those little pieces, like I just said, I read someplace and they said, this is something that you need. You know, it's really good. This is how you learn who you really are. Someone else told me that I can't remember if they call it like something like by fire. You know, it's like some people have these kind of challenges, and they said, but that's when you go through stuff like that, that means you really are on a path. You have big things set up for yourself. So it all has great significance, and it will become known later. You'll really understand it. And so, but the biggest thing, I really feel like the biggest thing you can learn from that is who you really are. So something must be going on. If this is happening to you, something has been going on where you have lost touch with who you are and why you came here, what you had to do. And so sometimes drastic measures need to be taken like this to get you back on track. That was my case. That's what it was in my case. I was off. I was just off in the wrong way. And so it was like, okay, in order to get me back on track with what I had set up before I even came into this life, this kind of stuff had to happen, so that it was kind of like a cleansing by.
It's trial by fire.
Yeah. Trial by fire. Thank you.
That was fire. That's mm-hmm. Thank you, Lenny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have, that's what, and again, that could have even been set up. I don't know, but it's like this honing thing that's happening there. You know, I mean, I'm excited that you've got this going on.
Yeah,
I really am, because I know what's coming.
Yeah.
I have a good idea what's coming.
To cheer you on. It's not mm-hmm. easy. You know, hang in there, stay strong. Don't give up.
Yeah.
You can't give up, because you're just in it. I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to give up and just walk away from that, but it's going to be worth it. It's really going to be worth it.
And it will be okay. You will survive. You will make it through it. I know it will feel like some days there's no way, but you will. And you'll be so much stronger. Oh my gosh. You will find in yourself stuff you never knew existed.
And then everything after that seems so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this really sucks, but at least it's not the dark night of the soul.
Mm-hmm. It will be better, and you will, you know, you'll have other things that come up later, but something like this is really getting you set on your right, true course. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah,
and so. Yeah. It's really you understanding you.
Yeah.
Because something's gotten off. And so this is you just getting back on track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we designed it. Yay.
Yes. Well, you designed it for you. You designed it for you. I designed it for me. I mean, we all designed it for ourselves. Not like we designed it for you. Please don't put that on us. No.
Not what I meant. That's funny. Okay, this is kind of fun. Okay, I was building an external identity and I thought it was right. All of that got taken away and done of that mat. None of that mattered. So yeah, very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool in a, yeah, that'll strip you of, mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a great thing to do is to just practice. What am I when I'm not Tracy? What are you when you're not Julia? What is that that still remains when you're not playing the roles that you play in this physical reality?
Yeah.
It's a great place to take yourself. Mm-hmm. And Sherry's asking, do we have to lose it all? And I don't know that everybody goes through a dark night of the soul, but if, you know,
I think it depends on where you are and what you're doing and what you have planned for yourself. Like I said, I got off course. I got my hang up was like, I had my identity in stuff and in my status and in all these things. It was in, what they're saying, in false things, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're someone that's holding, you know, that's able to stay on your track, on your path and everything, and you're doing a good job there. No, I don't know that you will.
I don't think you're going to have to. Yeah. For me, it was, I think I had a contract that after I had my kids, it was time for me to start my work. And so everything that would have kept me from doing that got stripped away.
Yeah.
You know, like I was really getting into the whole, I'm going to be a stay home mom. I'm going to do this and that. And then, no, you're not. So, and you know, that was one of the things too, is as I, you know, it's been quite a few years now and I never remarried. And I always wonder, why didn't I remarry? And then I always get that reminder because you set it up this way. You were going to raise those kids. And if you get married, and I do, I tend to put my energy into the relationship or whatever. And you know, that's kind of what I do. It's like, oh, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to focus on that. So if I don't have that, then I'm focusing on you guys. I'm focusing on the work. I'm focusing on myself and my evolution of me. And yeah.
I think I heard this or I, again, read, I don't know, or it just came in. I think a lot of people are choosing that path. It's like they've gotten, it's like I did. I got, you know, I was married long enough to have my daughter, you know, it's like, and that was, and I feel like that was the whole reason for that. And then it's like for her to be born, she needed her path, you know, to come in.
Yeah.
And then from there, it was like off, you know. No, that was like, it was very definitely that chapter was over. And so it was time to move on. Now, after that, I feel like, yeah, it's the same way. It's like, I mean, I kept wanting to remarry, but it never came in. So now I'm just accepting that, you know what? I think a lot of people, and this is, I've heard this or something. Somebody said, it's like a lot of people are choosing that path. Once, if that's done, it's like we have a lot of work to do. So it's like, that's where our focus is. Maybe somewhere down the road, it'll change. But I think a lot of people are just being okay with that.
I think so, too. And I think we're finding companionship in each other where, you know, we've got our like-minded friends and we're all doing the same kind of work and it just amplifies the energy. And and that's equally as fun, if not even more fun. You know, I'm not doing anyone's laundry but my own. I don't have to cook dinner for anyone. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, it's just a different, you just change your mindset and it's like, okay, what's going to make me happy? Who do I like? You know, I want to spend time with people that I like to be around and just enjoy life and make the best of what is in front of me. And then, yeah. And I think, you know, I'm with you. I think that eventually that does come back around for us where that partnership will show up again. But maybe a little ways down the road when we're done doing what we came here to do. And
yeah,
which I think is
Because it's like, where is your focus going to be? Because if you do have, especially a new relationship, I'm not, you know, anybody in a relationship, I'm not saying get out of one because it's working for you. So that's fantastic. But I look at mine, like what you were just now saying is, if I had someone in my life, it's like how, yeah, it's like it changes. It takes away some of your focus,
yeah,
you know, on what you're doing. So it probably is very strategically designed that, okay, right now, this is what you need to be doing.
Well, and yeah, for me, I got lost in my relationship, you know, and I grew up in a big Catholic family. So, you know, you're just, you're doing what you're supposed to do. I was raised on, you know, we had a big farm and, you know, here's your chores. This is what you do. This is what you do. And then I get married and then this is what you do. This way, you know, be the employee, be the wife, be the mom, be the whatever. I got lost in all of that. I had no idea who Tracy was.
Yes.
And so for me to go through that was huge. And I think that's, you know, that's the message I want to get to Michelle is that we can get, it doesn't mean I didn't love what I was doing. You know, I loved being a wife. I loved being a mom. I loved being able to help and be a good employee or whatever it was that I was doing, but I didn't know who I was in that. I was being what everybody else needed me to be. And what a lesson that is in life too, to stop being what everybody else wants you to be.
How many of you can identify with that? Because I think that's a big one that we go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I big time raised my hand. I got lost in that marriage. I got lost in, well, nobody ever tells you how to go find yourself. You know, they don't teach that in high school.
No, they do not.
Like, you, growing up in these big families, you know, it's like you grow up, you graduate, you, if you don't go to college, you go off, you get married, you have kids, you know, it's like, it's already planned for you. You get a dog, you get a cat.
And was it 2.5 kids?
I don't know. I got lost in that and I ended up with like a bunch of animals. So, and way too, you know, three kids, which one of you is going to be the half?
Yeah. You messed up.
I think my pages got stuck together.
Here it is. I made up. I only had one. So that offset you.
Yeah. It's your fault. Okay. So what do we want to tell people about messages coming through these days? Because I know that there's been a lot of energy coming in. We got the Lionsgate. I'm not going to be here next week. So you might have a show, but I won't be on it.
Okay, let's talk about the Lionsgate. What's the
The Lionsgate is next week. That's why I brought that up. And I just want to bring it up because I'm not going to be here. So that's going to be next, is it Saturday, Sunday? Next Sunday.
Was it 8-8?
Sunday, 8-8. Yep.
Okay.
So next Sunday is, August 8th. Let's just do it that way. August 8th.
What is that? I mean, I've heard of Lionsgate, but I don't know. I've heard like other years where it's happened. So what?
So I want you to do a little bit of mysterious music in the background, like, ooh, ooh. So the Lionsgate is this portal that opens up. I'm surprised I made it as far as I did, but I'll have it. And not only does this portal open up for a great manifestation of the alignment of the stars, but we also have a new moon on the Lion's Gate this year. Okay. So this is going to be a lot of powerful energy, and depending on where it lands in your astrology chart, so everybody's going to be a little bit different on how it affects them. I went through, I like to play on YouTube, and I find astrologers that are reporting about this stuff, and so I found one that I enjoyed, and for me, the Lionsgate portal is opening up self-love, relationships, weeding out the things that aren't working, and, you know, clearing the path for things that do work. So I find that very interesting, all of that coming in, all that energy, and I can't remember who else was looking up theirs with me, but anyways, there's a lot of relationship stuff going on for a lot of different signs. That's going to be like a main theme for things. Relationships, work was going to be a big one for certain signs. There was going to be a lot of focus on getting your career going and stuff like that. So this is like this portal, this opening, this new beginning, you know, what's working for you, what's not working for you, what are you inspired to do? and going into that. And we probably have some astrologers here in the audience. So, yeah, you know, if anybody feels like they want to share a little bit in there, I probably won't get to read it on here, but at least the audience that's in the mm-hmm. chat room can go check it out. But yeah, so all this energy coming in, big waves of energy astrologically coming in. So if you're feeling that, you know, I don't know about you, but that full moon was like, oh my gosh, I just wanted to cry all day. And I was like, why do I feel like this? Menopause, nothing's happening that should make me want to cry like this. Right. And so then I realized, oh, it's the full moon. And then I had a friend call me up and go, why do I feel like crying today? It's like, me too.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so at least I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are feeling it or you're affected by the moon like that, I think I have a lot of water in my chart. So the moon tends to affect me on the emotional level. Yeah. So if you're a watery sign, you might be
tracking. If you're soggy, then
that's right. So anyways, I think it's an exciting time. We're moving into this Lion's Gate. It's kind of like a gateway into, we've already been getting all of this energy saying self-love, self-care, da, da, da. Look at self. What makes you happy? What is it you want to do with your life? Where are things working? Where are things not working? It's time to shift and grow into more of that self-care, right?
Mm-hmm.
We preach it a lot.
Yes.
But the beautiful thing, and actually it's so funny because I did a video with Jason last night, and then you posted almost the exact same thing on your Facebook page today. And yes, I'll tell you what you posted just in case you don't know. It is about how the more we love ourselves, the more we free ourselves from our own self-judgment, our own little demons, right? The more we heal our ancestors. We're doing it for the collective. As odd as it sounds, the more you love yourself, the more you free the rest of the world from it. So absolutely, you come into a soul group. I came into a soul group. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening, you all came into your soul group families as you heal it.
Well, the other thing, you know, you're talking about the ancestor lines and like on the soul family and everything. It goes to also our other lifetimes because all of that's happening at the same time. So anything you do here affects these other timelines, lives, and everything. So
yeah,
it's kind of huge, exponential effect. I remembered the word. How about that?
I like that word.
Yeah, that's a huge word.
I want to challenge everybody to find a way to use that word in your vocabulary today. That's a good one.
It is. I mean, that is such, and that's what we do constantly. So we have to be understanding. We have to realize that it may look like a small act here, but it starts doing this, but it's doing it on so many different dimensions that it can be nothing but exponential. I mean, it's just boom, boom, boom. So self-love, can you imagine what that will do? Oh my gosh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5D there. Mm-hmm. It's going to get us all there. Just doing the things that, you know, honor yourself, believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know you're getting there when you see it in everyone else. Do it some more. I don't know. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. We'll just love ourselves. Okay.
A straight jacket.
No. I was trying not to say the word that gets everybody in trouble these days, but it's the new way of hugging. You have to hug yourself now, right? Okay.
I didn't know that.
I can call it the COVID hug. Here, I love you.
Well, anyway.
It might turn into the straight jacket hug as we keep going, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. No, it is. It's a beautiful thing because it's as we're shedding all of that, lack of self-worth and, you know, being heard and all of that. And it just seems like this beautiful theme of it is just coming through, you know, in sessions and showing up where we get opportunities to step up and love ourselves and, And, you know, some of it means saying no where you want to say no. And it can be simple. It could just be like, hey, do you want to go to town with me today? No, I want to stay home and I want to stay in my jammies all day and I'm going to sit in bed.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I just think it's kind of cool that we're healing the world when we heal ourselves.
Yes.
Everybody's like, how do I help them? How do I help
exactly
the world? And it's like,
they want to do it yourself. The macro. And it's like, it starts here on this level, right here. And then, that exponential thing happens.
It is.
I'm going to say this enough for everybody.
Yeah. We'll just keep doing it. I cannot say it enough. When you get it, when it sinks in and you get it, and it's like, of course that's how you heal the world.
Exactly.
Of course it is. Because everything is a mirror, right?
Right. And it all starts with you.
Yeah.
You are the center of all of it. And so you work with you, you love you. And it really just comes down to love. Like, you love you. That's it. I mean, these things are so simple. These principles are so simple. You know, they're not necessarily easy. They can be easy, but it's just, you know, it's just doing them. But they are simple concepts, simple principles, because that's how the universe is. They're very simple. But they're, sometimes I feel like that some of it, it's so simple that we tend to go, well, that can't be it. We got to make it something, you know, complicated over here. But I was going someplace with this. I really was.
You're making me snort. Oh my God. Let's say it get complicated.
But it's about, okay, the simplicity of it. It's really simple. It had a really cool thing. Gosh, this is tension.
Put the antennas out. We're calling it in.
It'll come back. I'll jump in with it.
Yeah. And we just gave the YouTube community the perfect spot to freeze our thing on. You're
okay, reading together.
I'm doing the ears. Okay. So yeah. And we do this because we love to see where YouTube will freeze our video, because it's always something good. Last week I was doing this. We got a lot of views on that one. I love you guys. You're all in the chat room chatting it up, and you're making this way more fun for me as I'm glancing over and seeing all of this going on over here too. Thank you. Tammy says, I love how goofy you two are. My family. Yes. Same. Love how you guys get in here and join us on the fun and,
yes.
and help us to just enjoy this time.
This is so cool. This is part of kind of what we discovered through, I mean, it took a while to get here, to be able to just be myself. I'll speak for myself here rather than both of us. But because it was interesting, you know, then this is, all these things are processing. Gosh, I got all this stuff going on in my head here. So
you guys want me to tell you what she's thinking? Yeah. I'll put words to it.
Anyway, but I was like, I remember when I first, and I've told the story before, but this is kind of the beginning of it. When I was first starting to do like public things, you know, after mom passed or anything. Well, even when she was here, I'm trying to think, I think I was more relaxed then because I had her to kind of work behind. You know, I would be behind her, so it was easier. But then now all of a sudden I was out here and I was like very concerned about how I appeared. I was very concerned about everything, you know, I got to be professional. That was my big thing. We got to be professional. And then at the same time, see, I was, these energies were first starting to come in. I guess it was now I get it. It was the beginning of channeling. It was coming in and
every, these energies are coming in. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Every single time I would be on the stage and I'm, you know, ready to do this and I'm in this professional place and I've got all this, my notes and all my stuff, and they would come in and just it would just wreak havoc. I mean, it was like, it was everything. It's kind of like what I do now, but see, I'm okay with it now. But it would be this craziness that would come through and I'm like, what I look like an idiot. I look like a blubbering idiot. I was so concerned about how I looked, how I appeared, you know? And I would go, gosh, what's going on? And then I would hear, get over yourself. It's not about you. And that's what's been so wonderful about as I get more comfortable. And this is what I invite all of you, you know, just be that, be you, you know, and that's what this is. It's just being authentic, you know, because I am goofy. That's my true nature. I'm goofy. And
you are, and professional though, but you know, you bring it through in your way.
It's my own way. I had expectations of myself. And that word, it's not exponential. It's expectation.
And that's say that to
that other X word. And so that was the biggest thing that had to drop, was that the expectations of what I thought it should look like. Where is another place that happens? In a QHHT session, people come in with expectations of how it's supposed to go or what it's supposed to look like, everything, all this. And then, and then they're going, oh, it just didn't work because it didn't do what I thought it should do. See, and that's where
I find myself very lucky, because I think that I've been very fortunate that people that have come in, I've had a few that have been like, I've watched video A through Z on YouTube and I want that experience, and it look just like this, and we just curb that. Mm-hmm. You come in and you have your experience, and it's going to be exactly what you need it to be. Just enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And I've been pretty lucky with that, but I know that I have heard some horror stories. I myself have been fortunate enough to only maybe experience that once or twice, but expectations are pretty, anywhere, in any area of life.
Anything.
Hang it up.
But it's really obvious there. But yeah, it could be, it's anywhere. So that's where, and I remember, gosh, this is before I was into metaphysics, but I wasn't, and I was into self-help and stuff like that. But I think it was Wayne Dyer, and it was one of his later books. I'm trying to remember when it was in the 90s. And I was reading, and it was like one of the biggest things that you it's like to learn was to let go of expectations. And that was huge, because I remember all of my issues at that point, I looked at them as like, oh my gosh, it's because I have all these expectations. These people should act this way. This person should do this. It was all these people. I had expectations on people. Why aren't they doing things the way I want them to do it?
Yeah.
And so that was like beginning of letting things go, you know, letting things be the way they're supposed to be. But it was different with myself. You know, I was the last one.
Well, it really boils down to we're the only one, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to forgiveness or expectations or preconceived ideas or attachments to anything, mm-hmm. it's because we have expectations on ourselves, or, you know, we're judging ourselves in some area. We need to forgive ourselves for something.
Yes.
And so then we project that out, and then that becomes the mirror back to us. And I always tell people, the universe, their hands are tied. The universe's hands are tied. They have to bring back to us what we're putting out, right? And mirror something back to us. So, you know, Julia and I are friends. If we're hanging out and I have something I need to heal, she doesn't have a choice. She's going to end up mirroring it back to me. She won't even know she's doing it. She'll just be like, what did I say? What did I do? And, you know, and that's what it is. And same thing. I could be doing the same thing to her, and I won't even know I'm doing it. I'm going to say something, and then I'll be like, that was weird. I never say things like that. And then later I find out it was a trigger for her. And I'm like, universe, well played.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it works. We're here to assist each other in that way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We agreed.
Yeah, it's as brutal sometimes.
Yes.
Life can play little games. So if you are in conflict with friends, family, whatever, look at it a little deeper. What is it that they are mirroring for you so that you can heal it? Because that's really what it's about, so that we can heal it. So anyways, yeah, got that message there. Okay. So we got about 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that is a powerful thing though, is we reflect when something is our trigger, right? When we're getting near something.
Well, that would be the thing to look at, is if you have an emotional reaction, that's a trigger. You know, if it got that kind of a reaction out of you, then that means that's something that you are working on.
Yeah.
But you may not be able to see it. And that's why you had to have somebody else bring it to you. So that's when you just start asking, okay, is this something that I'm...
This is what I love about the QHHT sessions, because you're going to sit and talk with your practitioner for a while, and you're going to tell your story. And when you tell your story, so much of your story, if you know, as you're listening to it, you're going to understand why you have the reality you have when you listen to how you tell your story. And that is the beauty of it. That's the magic in it. It's like, oh, I use words like this and this, like never and hard and difficult and everyone and nobody. And, you know, and you start surrounding yourself with these conflicts and nobody likes me, or everyone always does this to me. Everyone always leaves. I always end up in these situations, you know, and you start listening to how you're telling your story, and it tells you the answers.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's very illuminating.
Look at you. Do you have a little dictionary in front of you today? What word will I use now?
It's exponentially illuminating.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I don't even know how to respond to you anymore. I have no big words. I'm going to use little words. I'm going to use words I can spell. It's like a cat and a dog. No.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, so anything in your week that you feel like, what was the universe trying to tell me with that? Anything?
Yes.
Oh. Oh my God. You guys, what did you put in her water? I think somebody look up, see if the Arkansas water has gases.
Who's got the giggle juice out there? I just took a big swig of it, apparently. No, I mean, it's been an ongoing thing. But this week, because this is interesting, because that was what we talked about in the show this morning, you know, it's like, what are you learning? But we came around it like a little different. So it's, I love it. We keep going into things at different approaches, because it takes different ways of looking at things for different people. You know, not everybody sees things one direction. So, it's like, what are you learning? So but this has been an ongoing thing that I have been asking that, but more lately I've been, it's like, okay, what is it, you know, what am I learning? Yeah. Because that's the point that you can start letting go of it, I think, is when you've learned what you need to learn from it, but when you start looking at it as a learning experience rather than this horrible thing that's happening and you're the victim of it, and oh my gosh, you know, so see, it shifts your focus, it shifts your whole attitude about it. And it's like, okay, this is here for me to learn from. So what am I learning? Then I can go on to something else.
That's good. So you're able to detach, let go of your expectation, the wanting for it to look different, and be in the flow of it.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it bringing me? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't have anything like that happen.
You are so bad.
I was out playing with Monica. I had nothing.
Oh, but I feel like there was something that you learned from, like, see that rock, when you said the boulder, all of a sudden I got that there was something learned there.
Don't go down the boulders with coffee in one hand, purse in the other hand, and flip-flops on the feet.
Okay. And then how did you get back?
Oh, going up is easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just coming down. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's more that equilibrium of going down, and is that rock going to be wobbly? Is it going to throw me off balance?
Okay.
Yeah. Is this going to be the death of me? Yeah, but going up, you got to grab the rock to climb up. So you already know it's stable and you're making it, right?
You've let go of the coffee by this point.
Well, you know, Monica's kind of like, she's like Miss Athlete, and like she scaled that thing like a spider on a spider web. She went right up that rock. So I said, here, hold this. Yeah, you've seen me on rocks. It isn't pretty. So, yeah. But it was a nice experience. We got to have a good time. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You got your feet in the water.
Dip my toe in. Yeah.
What? Oh, shoot. Did you realize what I just said?
Put my feet in the water.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, so.
That's another thing. Okay.
It's kind of a, yeah, putting our feet in the water. It still has to be the turquoise waters, though, right? We need the turquoise waters.
Okay. Did you bring dye with you?
Or just wear turquoise. But anyways, you guys don't know what we're talking about, so that's okay.
Inside stuff. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't realize what I said until I said it, and I was like, oh my gosh, maybe that was another one of those. But actually, you, because you're always putting healing.
Putting my feet in water, yeah. Mm-hmm. The healing waters, yes. We didn't draw any symbols in this water, but the healing water did come to mind.
No, thank
and,
you.
And Erica is over here going, I was just literally thinking the same thing. So Erica's in on the inside edition of this. But yeah, putting our feet in the healing waters, and from the West Coast to the East Coast kind of a thing. So yeah, we are just bringing back those waters, mm-hmm. and the crystal cities, the crystalline energy of all of that. Because when we start healing ourselves, then we're in the healing waters, and then we're drinking from that. The animals, the plants, everything, all of life is taking from these beautiful healing waters, symbols. I had somebody downloading symbols earlier today. That was amazing.
Yeah, I was getting that you don't have to write them or anything anymore. They're in you. So it's just.
Yeah. And that's what was happening. They were just downloading them into her.
Yeah, exactly. So how can people find you, Tracy, if they want to?
Well, if you get in your car and you drive down I-5. No, I'm just kidding. Wait. That's the stalker edition. Don't do that one. Go to tracymahan.com or go over to qhhtofficial.com. Find a practitioner. I'll be there as well. So, Julia, how about you? What about SoulSpeak, QHHT? Give us the gamut.
If you want to know more about QHHT and doing sessions and helping others find out who they really are, who they truly are, and why they're here, their whole purpose, everything, and it helps you too. Go to qhhtofficial.com, and we have all the information there on our level one online course. And what code can they use, Tracy, if they would like to have a 10% discount?
The magic is real is your 10% discount. Easy to remember, right? The magic is real.
It's all
QHHT. It's all the same. Yeah. What about SoulSpeak? Oh, she goes.
We deal in the magical realm with all of this. Okay. And then SoulSpeak, is all about healing yourself. So now you can work with yourself and you can also work with others. I have a certification course on how to do that and understand the language of the body and aches and pains and illnesses. And that's at juliacannon.com.
Yay. Yeah.
All right. And thank you.
Enjoy the family.
Yes. The family that is here. You know, there's a bunch of practitioners in this group that's here right now. So we are family.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you again for having me on. And we won't see you next week, but we will see you the week after that.
Absolutely.
We may or may not have a guest. I don't remember. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.